What are you looking at? What are you looking at? No doubt someone, somewhere in your life has asked you that question. Then you pointed to the storm clouds at which you were gazing, or you pointed out the beautiful sunset, the bird in the nest, or the sign in the window that ice cream was on sale. Regardless of the focus of your attention, we have all been caught looking intently at things all throughout our lives. Our focus and choice. Today we are recording a passage in the life of Jesus and Peter that shows us the importance of our focus and choice in that which we look upon. Let's set the scene. Jesus has recently been told by the disciples of John the Baptist that his beloved cousin has been beheaded. Shortly thereafter, Jesus is followed by a multitude of well over 5,000 to whom he ministers and then miraculously feeds. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. Matthew 14:19-22. Alone and in prayer, at long last Jesus sends his disciples by ship ahead of him, while he sends the multitude away and goes up a mountain to pray. It has been an emotional time, and Jesus seeks fellowship with his Father God. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. And the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the 4th watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. Matthew 14:23-26. The violent winds. Jesus' disciples are on the ship at sea when the wind picks up, tossing the waves. Jesus in the night walks on the sea toward them, and they are terrified by the sight. Grown men, a good number of which made their living previously by fishing that area, now are so frightened by what they see upon those waves that they are crying out in fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." Matthew 14:27-28. Jesus reassures them, "It's me, don't be afraid." Peter, always the brash one, calls back, "If it is you, Jesus, tell me to come out to you on the water." Jesus calls us to come in faith. Matthew 14:29 continues, "And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus." Can you imagine it? Peter hears Jesus say, "Come." And Peter comes down out of the ship and walks on the water going to Jesus. No fear at that point. His eyes are on Jesus. He is thinking of nothing but the fact that Jesus is there and all is possible with Jesus. Imagine the rush of excitement. Imagine the thoughts going through Peter's mind in that split second. Jesus is again doing the impossible. Unquestionably, Peter is shocked, realizing that Jesus is walking on the water, and now he is walking on the water too. Then it seems that Peter's eyes turn from Jesus to the waves. "What am I doing?" "What?" Peter must think. "What am I doing? The wind is picking up, isn't it?" Matthew 14:30 tells us, "But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Suddenly Peter, with his eyes off Jesus, concentrates on the wind instead of the Savior, and immediately Peter begins to sink. He cries out to Jesus to save him. Matthew 14:31. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? There is no doubt that Jesus will reach out to Peter. And he does. He always does. He catches Peter's hand, or yours, or mine, and tells Peter, or you, or me, that we have so little faith, we should not doubt. Matthew 14:32-33 continues, And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Lastly, they come into the ship, and the wind stops, and they worship Jesus, saying, Truly, he is the Son of God. Looking unto Jesus. Eyes that leave Jesus are in trouble. Hebrews 12:2 is often quoted, looking unto Jesus. The question remains, what are you looking at? Are you looking at the waves or at Jesus as we go through this life? Where is your focus? Where is your faith? Does the storm raging in your life get your focus to turn from faith to fear? Does Jesus get all of your attention? Or are you looking at the waves? Seriously ask yourself, what are you looking at? Then focus your eyes on Jesus.